from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's talk to Steve Wyche, NFL Network's chief national reporter, friend of the show. And of course, Steve, you've been all over this, man. Tell us what you're thinking about this team now that they've added Justin Simmons and, of course, Matthew Judon.
Well, I mean, let's start with Judon, guys. You know, they finally added somebody who occupies the game planning for the week for the other team, right? They've got somebody who can win off the edge. He can win one-on-one. He can win with power. Very good against the run. Reliable players. Now you have the game plan for this guy, and that's going to open things up schematically for Raheem Morris. I mean, when you see what Raheem Morris does, he's very patient in how he kind of unloads his blitz packages and things like that. But this is going to really set the stage for him because they've got a guy who can finally win. And we've talked about it. They haven't had that guy since John Abraham. And then when you add Justin Simmons, who's one of my favorite players, right? He's a big safety. He's incredibly smart. Great range, right? You can play him up close in the box if you have to. He's a good free safety. He's got tremendous range. But you don't look at him individually. You pair him with Jesse Bates. You know, and I was talking to Raheem Morris about this a couple days ago. And he's just like, their IQ is through the charts. So the communication that they'll be able to have with all the other players on the field, like, they're not going to allow explosive plays. And that's the biggest thing in the world in defense now. Limit explosive plays. So now you've got guys who can actually cover deep, but also communicate to others as to what's coming, and that's something that gives them a lot more comfort. So overall defensively, I mean, the Falcons are a much, much better team.
You know, Steve, we just feel with Kirk Cousins, you've got, and the offensive line has been solid, maybe a little bit better at run blocking than pass blocking, but play action, it just seems like we're going to finally tap in to the skill sets of Drake London. Pitts is finally healthy, and of course, Bijan's already shown you what he can do. So it seems like he can be one of the most dynamic offenses in the league.
Well, it could be. I mean, you still have to ask yourself, I mean, when you lose Rondale Moore, okay, who's the number three receiving option? Well, it's Kyle Pitts, right? So it has the potential to be. But I think more than dynamic, you want efficient, right? Kirk Cousins doesn't turn the ball over a lot. That's something that you want. And he also helps put points on the board. So I'm with you. This should finally unveil, you know, Pitts and Bijan and Algier and Drake London. You know, these are players they thought were going to be able to do some things, but because of poor quarterback play the previous 2 or 3 years, they haven't been able to unleash these guys. So now there's no excuses. There's absolutely no excuses because now you have a defense, as we just mentioned, that can get you takeaways, that can force other teams to punt, that can get you an extra possession a game. Now you've got to get the ball in the end zone with all of these targets and with a quarterback who, yeah, he's not going to necessarily be dynamic, but he is going to have the ability to win you games when he gets the ball in the hands of these weapons.
Steve Wyche, NFL Network, carries 8 preseason Week 3 games live starting Thursday with Bears-Chiefs at 8:15 Eastern. How do you feel, and are you surprised that more starters are wanting to play? I just saw something where Russell Wilson said, hey, I want to play in this third preseason game, and apparently he's going to. Are you surprised at what we've seen so far? Has this been on brand for you with the playing time for some of these veterans?
Well, one, as a player, you always want to play, even if it is preseason. You may not want to play all 4.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Quarters, but you want to play. At the same time, we have seen, and I don't have the data in front of me, but it does seem like more starters are playing in the second and third preseason games. Now, part of that is because more teams have stepped back on these joint practices. If they're having them, they're one-day joint practice instead of two-day joint practices. But also, with all the coaching changes and things like that, operationally, you want to get that working, right? You want to get the call from the booth to the headset to the field, things like that. So some minor things you want to get working, but I just think some of these players, like Russell Wilson, he's missed 9 days of camp with that calf injury. He didn't get an opportunity to really do much last week. If you watch that game, he wasn't great in large part because his offensive line got steamrolled. Mm. I mean, every time he dropped back, he had two or three guys in his face. So I think that's part of why you're seeing more players, more starters play in preseason and wanting to play in preseason because they know how important getting out of the gate fast is, especially for a team like you mentioned, Russell Wilson, the Steelers, in the most competitive division in the NFL.
It's our man, Steve Wyche from NFL Network, wickety-wickety-wyche on the 084.com hotline. It feels like, the NFC, I'm not trying to get on the hype machine for the Falcons, but it just seems like, there will be some teams we weren't expecting to be good, but it does seem a bit top-heavy. It's like 49ers, Eagles, everyone's in love with Detroit right now. And then, the Cowboys haven't shown the ability to win the big one. I know the Packers are certainly, but I just think we if we can just compete, get through that first quarter of the season, because we've got a bear of a start to the schedule. Steelers, Eagles, Chiefs, and Saints.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no reason. Like I said, there's no excuses. And we see it every year. If you like Houston last year, right, they caught teams off guard, and eventually teams like, we got to wake up, and then it was too late because they were rolling. If you get that belief, especially in a new head coach, if you get that belief system going, that changes everything because the talent is what it is. The talent is there. And now you believe in your leadership to put you in the right positions to succeed, and then that snowball is rolling downhill. And so, yeah, the 49ers are the team to beat, but they've still got to get Trent Williams in camp. Brandon Ayuk's got to figure out what he's going to do. I mean, they're not all the way in place to start the season. The Eagles are loaded. Like you said, the Lions, the Packers. I think Seattle is a team people aren't talking about. The Falcons cannot underrate, a team like Tampa Bay. This is why we play the games, as the old cliche goes, to figure out who can stay healthy.
Right.
And to who can get off, what surprise team can get off to that start where they get the belief, where all of a sudden that belief turns into productivity, wins, and the momentum to get deep in the playoffs.
Steve, this just in, the Broncos head coach Sean Payton has announced that rookie first-round pick Bo Nix will be the number one QB. He will start week one, and he becomes the first Broncos rookie quarterback to start week one since John Elway. Who, in your opinion, has been the most impressive rookie quarterback so far?
Well, Bo Nix has looked pretty good. Think about it. Sean Payton hasn't had too many rookie quarterbacks start. It's hard not to say. It's weird, though, because they've all looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Penix, we only saw him in that one performance. We're not going to see him again in the preseason, but he looked good, right? And so Caleb Williams, the dazzle plays, the spectacular plays, looks amazing. Jaden Daniels looks really good. I mean, the guys I've seen, Jaden Daniels probably. He hasn't had the splash plays of Caleb. But, speaking to people up there, he's doing what they want to see out of him, especially from different formations, from under center, from the pistol, from shotgun. So I'd probably say Jaden Daniels, but all of them, including Drake May, have looked pretty good. And isn't it interesting with Drake May in New England how Gerard Mayo was like, oh, yeah, Jacoby Brissett. Oh, now it's a competition. Mm-hmm. You know, now we're going to figure out who's going to start. The thing is with New England, their schedule is just so freaking ugly the first 8 or 9 weeks. Just don't know if they'll put him out there out of the gate.
So, man, Steve Wyche and I was going back with you on Twitter yesterday, Steve, because we spent a lot of time talking about Tua Tagovailoa's conversation with Dan Le Batard, and then the subsequent comments from his former head coach talking about up there in Minnesota. And I just felt, and I let you spill your piece on this, that it doesn't help him in the big picture to sit there and revisit something from a few years ago. How does that help him in 2024 to say that his his former coach Brian Flores was mean?
Well, this is where I answer a question with a question, like, what does it hurt? I mean, my thing is this. He was asked a question by Dan Le Batard, and I've worked with Dan, and when I worked in Miami, one of the most trusted journalists in the game, right? The guy gets people to tell him things that nobody else does. He's amazing at gaining that trust. So he asked him about it. It was a very strong conversation where it was almost like Tua was unburdening himself.
Right.
These are things that people kind of behind the scenes have known for years. So what he unveiled publicly is not something his teammates, his current and former coaches, his parents, that Brian Flores, like all these guys have known this, right? And so like when Brian Flores got fired as a head coach, it wasn't a matter of wins or losses. It was because his communication with his general manager and his quarterback and things like that. And I know you said it doesn't, you know, it doesn't make Tua look good. Again, all these people who it really matters to, like, they know all this. It is not new. And so, you know, what I responded to you on social media was, you know, look, he unburdened himself. All the time we're asking these players to be more genuine. He was genuine. And now when he does, all of a sudden, oh, this is just going to damage him in the locker room. This is going to make him look soft. I don't think so. I mean, Tua, everyone talks about how hard he was coached by Nick Saban. This dude was coached by his dad. When you hear about his story, I know the family well.
Yeah.
About how hard he was coached growing up in Hawaii and some of the weight things he had to do to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being coached hard is completely different than being coached in a way where a coach gets personal. Right? We've had people, a teacher, well, you didn't do well on this test. Oh, because you're dumb or because your sister's. Like, when it gets personal, when it adds a little zinger to it, that changes the dynamic.
But that's where, I mean, but we know where Flores got it from. Flores got it from Belichick, and Tom Brady just talked about how his life, you know, Belichick would embarrass him and humiliate him, but he used that as fire and fuel. And
I know did he coach him hard? Did he coach him hard, or did he get personal? We don't know that.
I mean, so I guess nowadays, what do you take personal as a player? You know, I mean, to me, I just think until they start winning playoff games and Coach McDonald has got just one game better record than Flores' last two.
McDaniel,
I just don't. To me, I get your point. You, as a journalist, you want a guy to be open with you, and if it's cathartic, so be it. But if he continues to struggle and they don't win playoff games, people are going to say he's soft. Fair or unfair?
There's nobody who has grown up with Tua who knows Tua is going to tell you he's soft. Look at all the injuries this dude has had to overcome.
I mentioned that yesterday, right?
No one is going to tell you. The people who say he's soft are just people who are the hot takers who listen to that interview and that soundbite. The fact that Brian Flores came out, and I love Brian Flores, right? I've got a great relationship with him, and responded the way that he did, it was, you know, it wasn't him taking the high road. It was almost him being cathartic, like, yeah, there's things I've learned. You know, I knew I had to work on my relationship building. So he was almost admitting that, yeah, maybe I pushed it a little too far with that one particular player. Right? So that, you know, that's what I'm saying. There are different ways to handle different people. You can't coach everybody the same way. And I'm telling you right now, the last person for being soft and not being able to take stuff is Tua Tagovailoa.
It's fair about coaching guys differently. I'm curious, as we talk about this story, because it's still out there. Steve Wyche, our guest, guys, NFL Network, does a terrific job. Again, NFL Network carries 8 preseason Week 3 games live starting Thursday with Bears Chiefs at 8:15 Eastern. How much of this pressure was coming from the front office with him there at that time? Remember, I mean, I know you know this, but I brought the fact up that, you know, the owner was asking him to tank games, allegedly, right? I mean, there was a lot going on in that front office, and do you think that had something to do with the way he handled Tua?
That's a great question. That I don't know. That I don't know, and that's a very fair, and that's a great question. Now, I won't say the front office. I mean, Chris Greer, those guys, they wanted Tua, right? They drafted Tua because they wanted him, right? People said, oh, look at Justin Herbert, look at this and that. Well, you know, all things being equal, they're different types of players, but they're on the same track, and Tua's on a better team. But we don't know that, you know, the Dolphins were one of those teams like the Houston Texans a couple of years ago that were just the epitome of dysfunction.
Yes.
And now they've turned that corner because they've got stability in the leadership. The owner has backed off, and they're letting the football people run the football operation. So, you know, that it might have been a huge organizational shift. And to your point, you know, there could have been some pressures on Brian Flores that we don't know about. But also look at the fact that Flo, again, I love Flo. This is nothing personal against him. He couldn't keep an offensive coordinator on staff.
Sure, sure.
There were all kinds of things going on, but that may go to your point about there being certain pressures being put on him. That's a part of this that, you know, I hadn't thought about, and I really, in my years of knowing this and the people down there, have not really had a discussion about.
Steve Weisch, it's always a pleasure, man. You know you're one of our favorites. Continue to crush it, by the way. You've been doing a great job, you know, with this preseason and the camp coverage and all of that. I just can't wait till we get to the games, man. I'm ready to get to the game, Steve.
I feel you guys. You guys, thanks for having me on. It's always great.
Man, appreciate you. Appreciate you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.